Good day, listeners. My name is Taylor McClure, and thank you all for tuning in to CIDI's daily news show, Township's Daily News Bits. Now, I'm not sure if our listeners remember, but not long ago I had the opportunity to chat with Steve Lawson, who is the minister of the United Church in Knowlton, who informed the community that the congregation was unfortunately going to have to put the church building up for sale, as it no longer had the financial means to maintain the building. However, we bring some positive news to our community and who hold the United Church near and dear to their hearts. Mohammed Kemerdine, who moved to the Knowlton area not that long ago, has decided to invest in the United Church with the intention of keeping it a part of the community. I had the pleasure of chatting with Mohammed, who introduces himself to the community and what his intentions and plans are with the United Church. Enjoy. Mohammed, I just wanted to thank you so much for coming on down to CIDI to chat with us about the United Church. People are really curious as to what's going on, so I wanted to thank you very much for your time.
Oh, thank you for having me.
I was just wondering, Mohammed, if you could start off by maybe just telling our listeners a little bit about yourself and how you came to find your way to Knowlton.
So my name is Mohammed Kemerdine. My profession is software development. I develop software for mostly the medical field. We've always, me and my family, like to come to ski in Canada. And we started the first ski trip we did in maybe 15 or 16. It was to Mont Tremblant. And then we decided to explore other areas. You know, we wanted to probably get like a small place. So we'd rent always between hotels and something a little bit old. Has an old soul, old character to it. And we went on a kind of house hunting for a couple of years. And I found the realtor that was listing this house. And I told her, hey, I want something with a character, very old. Eventually, we saw maybe 2-3 houses. Then she said, you know, there is a house. It's not yet listed, but it'll be listed. Maybe you're interested. And that was the first time I come to Knowlton. And I fell in love. I think it was maybe end of September.
Last year?
No, of end of September of 2017.
2017.
When I purchased my house.
Okay. Which
very close to the church.
Yes.
The same street.
Exactly.
That time of the year, the foliage was so beautiful. It was really gorgeous. I remember driving on Lakeside and you could see the beauty of the area. The town was really beautiful, and we said, this is the town. I hope we love the house. And we fell in love with the house. So we purchased our house in 2017, and that's how we came to know Knowlton and started coming to Knowlton until the pandemic hit, and I think we didn't come here for a good 2 years.
And now you're back, and I know that you're working to get your house in order.
It's so funny. I started actually kind of, I'm not doing too much remodeling, but I want to change, let's say, the driveway. I finished the plans in 2019. We just started working on it. And that's how
you found your way.
I found my way to Knowlton. And I think I always tell my wife, if I want to retire, I would like to retire in Knowlton.
A lot of people say that. Now, of course, Mohammed, people's ears are buzzing a little bit here in the village because it's been said that you've actually recently, you know, invested in our beloved United Church here in Knowlton. Yes. And from my understanding, there are still a couple of things to sign off on to make it official from when I spoke to Mr. Steve Lawson. But the sale is in the process. So I just wanted to ask you why you decided to take this purchase into consideration here, considering you're new to the area.
You know, I don't feel like I'm new to the area, to be honest with you. Maybe in my past life, I was a Knowltonian at some point. But one day, I'm looking at the real estate. It's my hobby, and I like to look from time to time what's being sold out there. And I saw the church listing. Mind you, it's on my street. I would love that my street kind of stays a little bit in the character it is. And I didn't like the idea that somebody could buy the church or convert it to some commercial store or some Airbnb. I mean, I just started having all these ideas that could happen, and I called the listing agent, Lois Hardrucker. I said, Lois, what's going on with the church? And Lois said, well, they cannot really maintain it anymore, and it is for sale. I said, I'm buying it. She's like, what are you going to do with the church? I said, I don't know. But the intention is to preserve it, and not let it go in the wrong hands. That's my main goal when I purchased it. And I think preserving the church itself is something very important for Knowlton. It's important for me because it's on my street. And if you look at any time you Google Knowlton or just look up Knowlton in any way, the first picture that comes up is the church.
It's what you first see when you drive in. It takes center stage.
Absolutely. It's an old building, built in 1890. It's a beautiful building. It has a lot of history, local history to it. The Freemasons were involved at some point in some character of the building. I think there is a window there that was also dedicated for Israel, England. It's very, you know, their family used to be an important family in Knowlton. I feel comfortable and at ease right now that nothing's going to happen to it.
And I'm sure a lot of people around you feel the exact same way. Now, I wanted to ask you a little bit about your future plans and what your hopes are for the church, because like you mentioned, the big question on everyone's mind here was if you plan to preserve it. People didn't want to lose it. People didn't want someone coming in, tearing it down or changing its entire character.
Right.
So I didn't know if I could ask you a little bit about maybe what you had in mind or what your hopes are, perhaps, for the future of the church.
It's a question. Maybe it is at the right time. I cannot tell because it's a little bit foggy in my mind right yet on everything I have to do with it. But one thing I can tell you for now, it's business as usual. I met actually with the trustees of the church. I had the pleasure of meeting them, and I assured them that they can still continue using the church for their Sunday services. But the future of the church, I would like it maybe to be, keep it community involved. I'm a person that really like art, and I would love to see it take some sort of role there. Maybe piano concerts. The Knowlton players are using the church. I would like them to continue using it. Louise Penny was using the church not long time ago. I had the pleasure of meeting her, and just seeing the church full, honestly, it was a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
I would like it to stay like that. Maybe some things will change as far as how we conduct that type of business, but it's completely, any money that we generate from the church is completely non-for-profit. It will be used to keep the church and maintain it so it stays in its shape and beautiful for all of Knowlton.
Yes, exactly. So you still want it to remain like a community hub.
Absolutely.
That's kind of what it's become. Like you mentioned, there's a lot of community groups that use that space.
Absolutely.
And it's what really brings life to that space, I find.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. And it's any space that is, historical and it has been in the community, seeing it not filled up with people and actually being used takes away from it. The beauty of it is actually it continues to be used, to being used. I think I would like to see that for a long time.
And now, when are things expected to be official? When are things expected to be signed? And do you know that?
Yes, anytime in the next couple of weeks. I had to wait a little bit because we formed the foundation for the church. So the church will be in the name of the Kamerdine Foundation, which will basically own the church, and everything will be non-for-profit, and we're just waiting to finalize the governmental paperwork for that.
Okay, so you formed an organization.
Yes.
For the church. Wow.
Yes. That organization will be interested in preserving historical and maybe be involved more in arts and cultures.
Wow, that's amazing news for our community. Well, thank you so much, Muhammad. That's really all the questions that I had for you, but please feel free to mention anything else that you think would be important.
Thank you for having me, and I know maybe I scared a lot of people in Knowlton, and that was unintentional, but the heart is in the right place, I believe.
Great. Well, thank you so much again for chatting with us.
Thank you so much, Taylor.
I also had the chance to chat with Mr. Lawson, whom expressed how pleased the congregation is now that they think they found the right hands. Steve, as always, I wanted to thank you so much for chatting with CIDI all about the United Church. I really appreciate your time.
Well, I appreciate the time that you're interested in what's going on.
Yeah, so Steve, we are here to discuss the sale of the United Church, which of course is still in the process of being finalized and should be finalized in the upcoming weeks.
Right.
But of course, this news got a lot of ears buzzing in our community around here. And so I touched base with the buyer, and I wanted to touch base with you as well. So Steve, from my understanding, the last time we spoke, please correct me if I'm wrong, but from my understanding, the Congregation of the United Church made sure to make it a part of the real estate contract that you had the right to first refusal. So if you could refuse a potential buyer if you wanted to, if I'm remembering correctly.
Yeah, that's correct. That was in the deal, in the offer, that we would have that right if there was a reason to not consider an offer.
Yeah, so I was just curious to know what made you feel like you found the right person in Mr. Muhammad, who actually expressed interest in the church. When did the congregation realize, okay, I think we found the right hands?
Well, everything that was in the offer, he really was, he accepted. The price was exactly what we were asking, and we were also, of course, interested in whether we would be able to continue worshiping in the building. It wasn't a condition necessarily, but it was something we would be interested in if the new owner would be interested in that, and he was. And he also expressed, when we were in communication back and forth, an interest in keeping the community groups able to use the building. I mean, it'll be a deal between him and them, but he was open to that idea. So those were the three areas that we were interested in. And he certainly liked the church and liked the building and the property. So everything was exactly what we were asking for, and so there's no reason to not consider the offer.
Yes, definitely. And he also, I know when I spoke to him, he expressed preserving the building as well and preserving the heritage and historical qualities of the building. So I'm sure that kept you happy as well.
Yeah, those when we finally did have a face-to-face meeting with him, there were two things he expressed that we were quite pleased about. One was what you just said, that he has an interest, appears to have an interest in the historical buildings in the area, and our church is certainly one of them. And so that was good to know, that his main interest seemed to be wanting to just keep the building as a heritage building and keep it in good shape where it was. Plus, he also seemed to express quite an interest in the arts and the theater. And once he saw the inside of the building and realized that the sanctuary of the church is much like a theater, with a three-tiered stage and pews that are circular, more circular than they are straight. It has a theater atmosphere about it. Even the sound quality he noticed when he listened inside, that it has that theater-type sound. So when he saw all that, he expressed an interest one of his interests is arts and theater, and those are some of the groups that are using the building now. So, we just seem to be on the same page.
Yes. Now, how important was the sale to the congregation? Perhaps you'd like to remind our listeners as to, how significant this is for the congregation.
Some people do ask us why are you selling, and why do you need the money? Well, if we were not going to continue as a community of faith, as a church, then we wouldn't need the money, obviously, and there might be some other kind of deal, I don't know. But we are continuing as a congregation, as a community of faith here in Knowlton, and in order to do that, there are ministry expenses, obviously. You pay a minister, for one thing, and there are other various expenses to keep the ministry alive and well. And some of the money, yes, comes through the offering that people make on a Sunday, but that was becoming not near enough to continue, especially with the building. So the building had to go in order for us to keep on as a community of faith.
Yeah, so now you don't have to worry about the maintenance anymore.
Exactly. Well, it's still restricted. The funds that we receive from the sale, a percentage of it goes to the wider regional council of the church, and then we are left with a remainder. And then of that remainder, we are only allowed to spend a certain percentage every year, because the wider church doesn't want, I guess, the money to disappear quickly overnight or something, or over the first year or two. So we make a budget, we make a plan, what we call a ministry plan, submit that to the wider church, and in that plan is an economic part of the plan, how much we will spend and how much we perceive as income, both from the sale and from regular offerings. So I just want to remind people out there that even though we have some extra money to continue, we still have a budget every year to continue in ministry. Mm-hmm. And so we appreciate any support that continues to come in. This just helps us to stay alive for another quite a few years, we hope.
Yes, exactly. And now, what are your hopes moving forward as the sale process reaches its end, you know, for the congregation and for the building as well?
Yeah, we will continue worshiping 3 Sundays a month in the church. We will continue to do our monthly lunches that we do for the community, where about 40 people attend that every month. We will continue with our online worship that we do through our Facebook group and email and other means of getting the message out there. So we will continue in ministry in the way we were before the sale. Only now we don't have the expense and the maintenance costs of keeping the church building in good shape. That's now up to the new owner to do that.
And so, like you mentioned to me before the interview, it's business as usual.
In some ways it is business as usual. I think the sign is already down and people will kind of forget and they'll look at the church as they go by, and it still is used as a church. And it's will be used as a community building as well. And so what I call a win-win situation for everybody.
Well, those are all the questions that I had for you, Steve. I really just wanted to get some comments on your end, but please feel free to mention anything else that you think would be important.
Yeah, no, we're just very pleased. We met the new owner, and we're pleased about his goals for the building and the property, and fits in with ours as it was before. So we're pleased about it all.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much again, Steve. I really appreciate it, and we'll keep in touch.
Thanks very much.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.